This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils. But it looks like communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion. We lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes a GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
We Hour must take two America of the National Intel Report Main Street to on this 12th day of August 2013. With Ron McDonald out here in the beautiful Northern California. I thought I was driving in to groves of pine trees, and little did I realize we have redwoods out here. I'm in a redwood, literally in the middle of a redwood forest. At any rate, Ron, are you there, sir?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right. And if you're just joining us, shame on you. Shame, shame that you were someplace else on this first day of the week listening to something else or just doing something other than what you're doing right now, tuning into the program. We're talking today with Ron McDonald about the writ of prohibition mandamus and why this is going to be important. This, in my estimation, ladies and gentlemen, is the pen before the sword. If this does not work, some of you out there have expressed a wish to, do it other than the peaceful way. Well, if you've never been in a state of war, if you've never been shot at or had to shoot somebody, well, then you're talking out of some orifice that's other than your mouth. But having said that, this is the surest fire way I have seen to start dismantling what is controlling, literally. And you have no idea. You know, most people just think, oh, it's just a money game. It's just a scam. Yeah, well, what we just need to do. No. The damage that has been done to this country because of this funny money, the corporate's script, the corporation script, has done a lot of damage. Recoverable? Yes, we can. But it's going to take some doing. You have any idea of the damage we're talking about? The end result? Take a look at Detroit. Take a look at Detroit, Michigan. It looks like a bombed out World War II set or scenario. So, Ron, where we left off, please continue, sir.
Okay. Well, it's important to understand, first of all, can they change the interpretation of the 16th Amendment to include non-redeemable, non-funded Federal Reserve notes. And I provided a case in there that said even under a state of emergency, the only way to establish a new interpretation of a law is to abolish it, such as the amendment, amend it, or bring on a new amendment once you abolish the law. So that is tight. They cannot change the nature and the intent. Plus, there's another law, several laws, case laws in the writ that stipulate that as the law was enacted, so is the interpretation under the defining of the words at the time it was enacted. And, of course, even the tax collectors at that time in 1913, 14, and previous to 1933 and 68, collected in species. They collected the debt in species or convertible notes or negotiable instruments that could be reduced and paid off in species, gold, silver. So those are all tight as far as in the writ. Now, going back to the recorder's office and the sheriff's office, the performance we are actually demanding, we have to put in the form of command, because as a citizen, every citizen throughout the country has the right to command their servants, their public officers, to follow the law, to exercise the law, to perform the law. It's not a question of whether they have discretion over this. It is a requirement that they do that, otherwise they are in violation of law. And for those of you, you may know this, if they refuse to do it, they can be charged with misprison of felony.
Ron, let me ask you a question at this point. Now, this might sound ridiculous to some people, but Ron, let me just ask you the question outright. Does the county sheriff for, say the governor has become a crook and they have shielded him from investigation or prosecution or whatever, does the county sheriff have the duty to, say, arrest the governor of a state?
No man is above the law, including the president of the United States at that point. The sheriff, although the sheriff doesn't cross over into the federal jurisdiction, the highest commander of the state is that governor, and the sheriff has that authority to even arrest the governor of the state for violation of law. Mm-hmm. He is a most powerful agent.
If I'm understanding you correctly here, this is just a for instance, folks. This is, I'm not couching anything, or this is not some kind of cryptic code here. What I'm suggesting, and we're just demonstrating the power of these sheriffs and why this has been restricted, and they have tried to limit the power of the sheriff, the only constitutionally elected lawful person in the land. So what I'm hearing you say, that if the governor is a crook and he is going against the people, and you can make it clear to that sheriff, by law and by constitution, you mean to tell me that the sheriff can call up the posse and we can go marching off to the state capitol and say, come here, governor, we need to talk?
Absolutely. That's within the power of the sheriff's department.
Whoa.
So this is what the people created these offices for, to endow them with a power so great that they don't have the limitation on any offense to the state that is a crime. That is their duty, isn't it, to secure any individual in violation of the crime. However, they do not have the jurisdiction over the highway patrol, over an administrative crime of that nature.
And we didn't even get around to the administrative part of this, but we may save that for another day. But I'll tell you what, I'm getting calls that are starting to pile up here. So for the sake of clarification and understanding by way of listeners' questions, let me go to Ted in Montana. Hello, Ted.
John, Ron, happy Monday, gentlemen.
It is a good Monday, my friend.
I love Mondays because of you two. I never miss you guys live.
What's on your mind?
It appears to me that what Ron is doing here has a lot of bearing on all of these deeds of trust and promissory notes that are having people's property stolen out from under them. Am I correct in that?
It could be extended to that, but I don't want to put it there because, and I'll tell you why, we need to stabilize our state through this process. We don't need our state to lose revenue or anything of that nature, because then we're destroying ourselves. We can gradually push in that direction, though.
Well, I'm currently dealing with that sort of problem. And I wanted to run a name by you guys because I couldn't get Rodney Dale to get back to me on this. The name I'd like to run by you guys and see if astounding results are still being had by using this person's, I believe it's called a deposition. His name is Walker F. Todd.
Okay. Let me stop you right here, Ted. because sure. Now you're coming in, and these names that you're mentioning, I don't know who they are, what they've been doing, what their research, what they've been attempting to do. What I'm looking for is questions about this writ today.
Right.
I want
right.
people I, to have. I want people to have a complete understanding or a near clear understanding as best we can in a 2-hour format as to what this writ is designed to do.
Yeah, exactly. I totally understand where you're getting at with that, John. And I would love to participate, get up to speed, and be able to do this in my own state myself.
Okay. And to be fair to you, Ted, hold on. I've got a break coming up. If you've got a specific question about this writ, I know you haven't read it, but if you've got a specific question about it, we'll be able to answer that right after the break.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com. to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back, and Ted in Montana, I I want to keep this specific. I know a lot of you people out there have been looking at this and trying to devise ways of trying to get our freedom back, or at least make a declaration of get your hands off my itty bitty.
Yes, exactly.
and I understand. But we, Ron, are going to make this writ available. How are we going to do this?
Actually, you could post it on your site if you wish, okay. But it'll also be included on New People Order site. And
Okay, you said New People Order site. Give the exact web address.
It's newpeopleorder.com.
Okay.
Okay. And I should probably point out what the actual purpose is in this writ.
Okay.
And there's a maxim of law that says if the foundation is unlawful, nothing can be built atop that can be lawful. So if the Federal Reserve notes cannot apply to the 16th Amendment in accordance with Supreme Court cases, interpretations, and everything else in place in that writ, then nothing can be built on top of these Federal Reserve notes that are non-redeemable, such as federal instruments. And that the recorder's office would be prohibited from recording any federal instrument based on those Federal Reserve notes post-1968. That's the last time they could have been redeemed, and they're redeemed in silver.
Okay.
And the sheriff is a respondent. These are both respondents, the recorder and the sheriff. The sheriff is directed to uphold the law, even to the point to arrest any law breakers in the state or in the county, such as the recorder, for not doing it. So what does it ultimately do? The door into the state, no matter what state it is through the recorder's office. If any foreign jurisdiction wants to come into the state, they have to file notice to the individual they're going to attack. If you close that door, due process cannot be had.
Now, at that point in time, can the state... And hopefully the state, hopefully the governor, if he has any wish for the people that elected him in his respective state to be free, can the governor or the sheriff of the counties, can they say, okay, you know, we've closed that door on you guys, and we're saying to you no, and we really mean no?
Yes, they can. Because we're not arguing a federal process. We're arguing a state function, a public office, a duty to uphold the laws of that public office.
Okay.
So it is the state's issue, not a federal issue.
Okay, Ted, is that becoming a little clearer to you?
Yeah, that's a wonderful amount of information. I guess the one question that I would have right now that I can think of would be, so if this goes through and has the exact intent that Ron is in, has the exact effect that Ron is intending, what is that going to do to the price of silver in denoted in U.S. dollars or Federal Reserve notes?
Well, that'd be an interesting. I didn't hear that question asked this weekend, Ron. But
let your imagination go wild. I was going to make another point too. What do you think this prohibition right there, the stoppage of this door right there, would do to, and like I said, this isn't the focus, but what do you think would happen to the FDA and who knows, Obamacare?
You mean the fourth branch of government, like what we're talking about?
How does it get into the state?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be lots of fun.
See the vast ramifications of this?
Yeah, totally.
Well, I mean, this is, you know, what I see here, you know, Michael talks about letting the government collapse. But what I see from you guys is you're kicking the props out. I want to be a part of it.
Now, the ultimate thing is that until such time redeemable notes come back into the system, that door will be closed.
Yeah.
All right, Ted.
So can you hold me over and so I can give my information to your board op to get Ron, so Ron can get a hold of me about this?
Actually, I'll tell you what, Ron, I know you're going to be a very busy boy in the coming days. Do me a favor. People that want a copy of this writ right now until we can get this thing posted, just email me at johnstatler@hotmail.com or Ron You're going to be a busy guy. I don't think you want to be dealing with thousands of emails right now trying to send these all out individually. We'll actually, what, have this posted on the site?
However you want to do it.
Okay.
So just put newpeopleorder.com on the top so they know how they can get their questions answered if they want. And I should say there's another issue on this. I searched out the common cause, and to file a common cause in our state along with the writ, and the common cause means any citizen can join in and argue the case himself, but it costs $710. So I said, no, that's not how we're going to go. We're going to go with amicus curiae. It's almost basically identical to the common cause. I'll even list the common cause in it. And you go in, file it, attach yourself to the writ, and argue it because you have a right that has been lost.
Okay.
You have the debasement and fluctuation of the currency, the non-backing of the currency that has taken your property from you.
Yeah. All right, Ted. I tell you what, just hang on. Don't email me yet. We're just making this announcement today. We're clear to put this out to people, but we will make sure that everybody gets this and has access to it for the use in their own states. Thank you, Ted. I appreciate your call. Let me go to Ed in Dallas. Hello, Ed.
Hello.
Hello, Ed.
Hi. And John, how are you guys?
Good.
Ron, I'm a longtime researcher as well. Since 1979 on all these subjects. And I was going to ask you on the writ of prohibition, have you filed it yet in your state?
No. We're going to try and get it filed in every one of the jurisdictions of the states. We're going
okay,
to get
good.
Every Supreme Court within every state.
Okay, good. Okay, well, let me please make a suggestion to you maybe to include in your prohibition, okay, the government works on presumption. Everything they do is presumption because the system is not running according to law, as you well know. And so since it is, the reason why we're in the situation that we're in is on a basic presumption, too, except that it's more than that. It's actually a contract. And that contract was let in 1933, the New Deal contract, which the people accepted of that day. So they are presuming today that that contract is still valid for the purposes of their system. So therefore, but the people who actually accepted the contract are dead. Most of them are all dead because they were my grandfather and grandmothers. Their contract
Ed,
went with them to the grave. Yeah.
Say, Ed, I want to caution you. This has nothing to do with the federal government, any contract with the federal government. It has to do with public officers being enforced to uphold the duty of the state.
And this is this is very concise, Ed. And I want people to really understand this. Because this process can get derailed faster than you can say, Mama, what just hit me? Hang on, I've got to take this break, Ed. Bear, Chris, and others, 800-313-9443 is the call-in number. We're going to roll as many calls as we possibly can before the end of the program today.
When a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over, are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with the return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart
and steal your crown. Your crown has been stolen, ladies and gentlemen. You were the king of your own kingdom, but no more. How did that happen? And Ed, in Dallas, can you hear me, sir?
Yes.
Yeah. Let me make some clarification here because I don't think people are quite getting this. I was talking to Ron during the break, and you've heard me say this before on the program, Ed, that throughout the years, you know, we can get researchers and the legal eagles and the legal beagles all in a room, and yeah, they agree and they're patting each other's back and nodding their head about 95% of the time, until you get down to a point where they're in disagreement because they don't see it that way through their research. And then it comes to loggerheads and then it moves nowhere. And it's almost better that it didn't happen at all. You know, this isn't a scenario that it's better to have loved and lost than never have loved at all. This is another analogy, the only one I can think of. You know, there's different ways to treat cancers. I've been talking to a lot of real medical doctors that have gone a holistic route this weekend that said, you know, what they're doing is killing people with this chemo crap and all this other stuff. There's different ways to treat cancer. There's a way to do it, but there's the way to do it. And what's being described here is the way. And Ron, if you can jump in and make better clarification on this, I would greatly appreciate it, because I don't want people spending a whole lot of time spinning everybody else's wheels.
Well, you know, essentially the only authority we have as citizens in our state is to control our public officers. We have no control over federal officers. They're in their own jurisdiction. And we have no control of any contracts in the federal jurisdiction at this point, but we do have control of contracts in the state. When a public officer takes an oath to uphold not only the Constitution of our state, they also take an oath to uphold the Constitution of the federal government, and that means to follow the interpretation of the Supreme Court of the United States, no matter what the Supreme Court interprets a law to mean.
Okay, so what we're doing essentially in our respective states is slamming the door. Slamming the door shut, prohibiting certain actions from being taken on the sovereign citizens of the respective states. What will come later, they can die on the vine. If the states are not going to participate anymore in the grand scheme of things, and these schemers, you've seen, ladies and gentlemen, what they have done to this country, both federal and at state level, operating as corporations, this, that, and the other. But this has a specific purpose, and that specific purpose is to, and give me a sentence or two, Ron.
Well, the purpose is, and we were told right there at the seminar, John, that a sheriff and a recorder will already stipulate to this writ. That means we have already won the state of California, but are we going to put it in right now for that? No, we need more people behind us. We need more people joining into this writ.
I'd like to see all 50 states come up at the same time.
That would be marvelous. That would be the essential stoppage of what has been the beast in our lives.
Okay, Ed, having said all of that, sir.
John, can I finish? Let me go on with what I was saying so that he can understand what I'm talking about, because I didn't quite get to the crux, okay? I understand what he's doing. I understand it fully, and I agree with what he's doing. I'm saying is that there should be a notice to the states that the 1933 contract, New Deal contract, is no longer valid because there's a maxim of law that says that something that was done wrong by an ancestor does not pass to the ancestor. And so, therefore, what I'm saying is that the states, when that New Deal contract came in, the states assumed, they didn't assume, they accepted the federal contract with the rich families that came in to save the country with their funds.
Let me just interject something. The state has absolutely no power for nullification in this matter. It cannot declare a contract in the federal government to be unconstitutional or has ceased to end it. That it cannot do.
Right. I understand that. But all I'm saying is that within the prohibition, there should be a notice to all of our states that the contract that they accepted in 1933
Stop. Ed, we got that. But what Ron is saying to you, that it's not even necessary to add that. It's not even necessary to do it. I understand perfectly what you're saying.
We would have the federal government joining the lawsuit.
Yes.
The petition. I don't want them in here. I don't want them in our house right now.
There is a reason why he is doing it this way. Ed, I thank you for the call. Let me go to Bear in Colorado. Hello, Bear.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hey, I have a claim against the state of Colorado, and they've ignored the claim, which I've perfected. So I am doing a core warranto. I'm wondering why, number one, you didn't go through a core warranto process of making sure that the officers of the state, especially your sheriff and your recorder, are actually sitting in their office properly.
Because I'll tell you, a core warranto actually isn't the proper vehicle in our state anymore. They've done away with it. They named it something else. But this is not to question the official capacity of the public officers. I will let that ride. I want to command those officers to do an act that they should be enforced to do under the circumstances of the of what I just explained, that
okay.
they're commanded to follow the law. That's all I want to do. I don't want to question, are you really an officer of the state? I don't want to question that, because that, if I were to pull an officer out of the recorder's office or the sheriff's department because they really weren't, that doesn't close the door to the federal government.
Okay. Because, you know, and I guess I'm going the other way because I'm saying that they are not officers, and therefore, because I have personal
Hold on, Bear. Ron, please, give me a second here. Bear, you're taking an action for yourself, for an individual, okay? What we are talking about here, and see, this is the problem I've had with, as much as I love Peter Neese, and I wish the man well, what he kept describing was self-protection. Okay, well, this is what you can do to make yourself invisible and this, that, and the other. And I really did appreciate that. Ron and I have had extensive conversation about this issue. I don't want to fix one individual's problem. I don't want to make one individual transparent and the government can't see you on that issue. What we are talking about here is going to benefit every man, woman, and child in every state of this union. Do you understand?
Yeah, I do. And I just took one state, and I am coming for and on behalf of every living soul within the territory of that state, and to the point where, you know, you're supposed to bring these things ex-rail in the name of the people. And because I'm going in at common law, and I have a common law claim that has been perfected, and because they are
let me stop you right there. Ron, what's wrong with the common law approach on this?
We're not in the common law presently. We are in a debtor system under Admiralty Maritime Law of contract on the high seas. We have left the land. None of us are carrying movable land in our pockets. We do not have unalienable rights. We have privileges and immunities, and that's granted by the ruler. That's
so when,
that's why we're regulated. Regulated
so when,
means from a regis, a king.
So, what we're saying here, Bear, is simply this. You are not going to force them on the common law issue when they can no longer see the common law. There is no venue anymore, and you cannot force them into that venue. They've made it disappear.
If there is no remedy at statute, which is exactly what you're talking about, you can use common law according to the statute. I am going in as, you know, and everybody has a little bit different take, and I would love to exchange documents and see if I can help. One thing is I do not pay any more filing fees, and it's worked 100% of the time for the times I've used it, because I've gone in as a man with an affidavit of impecuniosity, which means there is no money. And I have that. I'd be more than happy to share it with everybody. Everybody
Ron, we ran into the same problem over the weekend, did we not?
Yes.
And why are we asking people? You know, God bless America. I do not know how to make this any clearer than what I've spelled out, except to say it this way. Everybody shut up and listen to what the man's saying. I appreciate all of you patriots out there, what you have done and what you've been able to achieve so far. But what the man is doing is coming out of 35 years of experience, and I'm telling you what the man, he's telling you exactly what needs to be done. Add or delete anything to this, it's going to blow up. Give them the opportunity to shut it down. And I, quite frankly, ladies and gentlemen, are not looking forward to going to frickin' war.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting PureEffectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
The free and independent states of America were born July 4, 1776. The 56 delegates signed the Declaration of Independence. Congress ordered it engrossed, sent to the several assemblies, conventions, committees, councils of safety, and several commanding officers of the Continental Army. After the war, several nations traded with the free United States of America. Any agency, officer, or employee acting as if the declaration were void or obsolete is without the right and the consent. They place themselves as an equal to the Creator and are warring with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution and with the people. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
And this is the fastest 2 hours, Ron, I have done in a very long time.
The Redwood.
I'm sorry?
That's because you're under the Redwood.
Chris in Las Vegas.
Chris. Well, good afternoon, John and Ron.
Hi.
I want to send profound thanks and appreciation to Ron and those people who work with him on preparing this writ. I would observe that it may be very similar to what we would term a mandatory judicial cognizance or notice to compel performance by some judicial officer to restrain him and force him to operate within the law as opposed to within the fictions of law.
Okay.
Chris, you said a mouthful, but you're right on point.
Well, and I certainly grasp that you profoundly understand the difference between foreign jurisdiction and jurisdiction within the local state, being able to control those state officers under the public duty acts that oblige them to obligate themselves in duty and honor to ascribe to the laws within the state, to the duty to the people, to present their interests as opposed to represent them in some other form of jurisdiction.
Chris, you need to send your email. You understand this implicitly.
Well, I do have a pretty good grasp. I've been studying, but I studied it like yourself from the foundations, from the principles who found the laws of this country, including John Locke, Plunkett, and others that have written these laws for governments. And that's the way you have to do it, because if you start from where we are today, you'll never figure it out.
Yeah. You know, I realize if I were to say to prohibit notices of levies and liens from the federal government, guess what I'm bringing into the state at that point?
Well, I certainly applaud your efforts, and we'll do whatever we can to assist you from our locations. And I thank you and John for giving you a platform, and we love your Mondays with Ron McDonald, and it's just really wonderful to have people all over the country coming together trying to learn and apply these principles to constrict their public officials back under the Constitution where they belong.
Chris, the email is newpeopleorder@gmail.com. Please send me an email saying you're the Chris that talked on John's station.
And we will make sure that you get that writ so you can examine it for yourself.
I'll be honored and pleased and pleasured to do so. Thank you very, very much, gentlemen.
Thank you, Chris. And Ron, during the break, I said, and again, I don't really, sometimes I am viewed as being tactless or kind of crude. I do not mean to be, but I am fully cognizant and aware that we are very short of time. And without going into a whole lot of detail here, I've known Ron McDonald now, and I was amazed. We've been doing programming now together for almost 4 years. And the whole purpose of this network, yes, to disseminate information, to give people the current state of chaos out there. What was going on? Who was doing it? I think we've done a pretty good job of going back through this nation's history or this country's history to give you a good idea how the death blows were dealt. You know, in a prize fight that goes 15 rounds, yeah, there is the knockout punch. That's for sure. Knockout, one punch, boom, you're on the canvas, that's it. Hey, corpus delicti time. We understand that. But what we've also discovered is there has been a series of hits. There has been one assault after another. And this was part of the mission also for this network. But what its goal was, ultimately, is to find the solutions that would liberate the people once again. And I say that in all earnestness and honesty. I was not interested and just scaring the hell out of people. You know, this is why other talk show hosts, they make a living out of scaring the crap out of people. And, you know, that may be fine for them. Maybe some people need the crap scared out of them every once in a while. But this is doing nothing. It leaves you back in the same state that you were before, only a whole lot less able to handle life and what this life is bringing us. So I wanted to say that I don't want people to think that we're being crude here, but there is a specific reason why this writ cannot be added to, deleted with. Ron has done this, as you've heard him. He's been doing this for 35 years. And I am amazed at the knowledge that this man has had, that has in his head. I am astounded. I have become, I have a greater understanding of this man's talents and abilities now, whereas I didn't before. And I mean that sincerely. So, you legal beagles out there, please listen to the man. Listen to what he is saying. This is the process that we have the best chance. And what do we have to lose here? If we do this and it does not work, then we're back to square one and then we get to do it again. But this, what I have seen, is the best chance of winning. Let's go to Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred.
Hey, John. Thanks for having Ron on. I wish you could have him on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you know?
Well, and you know what, Fred? You know, right before you just said that, I was thinking, you know, this is important subject matter. We might have to have you on, Ron, if you can come on Wednesday.
Yeah, I agree with you, John. It is an extremely important subject right now in this nation. I'd be pleased to come on.
All right. And maybe I need to get, and you mentioned the county sheriffs. Excuse me for one second, Fred. I know you called in to say something here, and I'll give you a chance to say it, but I need to have people like Richard Mack, because this is pointed at the recorder's court and the sheriffs. I need to have Richard Mack in on the loop on this, because there are sheriffs, ladies and gentlemen, all across this country that are willing to do what they have been by, I guess you could say, the contract or the obligation of the Constitution, if you're in that office, to do for the people. So having said that, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Fred.
Thank you, John. I was thinking, Ron, when you brought up the adhesion contract earlier, am I mistaken in surmising that the bankruptcy that I think originated April 5, 1933, with Executive Order 6102, which, of course, wasn't authorized by any of the American taxpayer electorate. Is that being contracted upon us via some adhesion contract process utilizing Federal Reserve fiat debt currency?
I'm just going to say the Federal Constitution has the property and owns the status of the 14th Amendment citizen. If you study corporate law, you'll know that anything that a corporation produces, it owns, unless it sells it. Well, to my knowledge, they've never sold the 14th Amendment. Therefore, the property has no say in what happens. It has to go along with any contract that's in place for it to perform.
That's why the 14th Amendment Section 4 says what it says. The validity of the public debt will not be questioned.
Right, because the property cannot question the debt.
So Article 1, Section 10 of the Federal Charter, U.S. Constitution, states no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin.
Right.
A tender. Why didn't it say the tender? It said A. That kind of might have left it, you know, open-ended, maybe?
I don't know. Yeah, it's not a specific. It's not like it's the only thing. It did leave it open, in a sense. I would agree with you on that.
Okay, Fred, we're flat out of time here. I'm sorry that I wasn't able to give you some more time. But tune in Wednesday. We're going to pick up this conversation again with Ron McDonald on Wednesday. Dan, how much time do I have here until we're absolutely out? Okay, I've got a minute. Okay, I've got a minute and 15 seconds to make this plea to you people out there. We're, as you notice, we're changing up the station. We're going after more radio stations. People have to hear what's going on. So we're modifying the network somewhat, and we need your help. We need to keep this thing going. We're plugging in more radio stations, which will give a little bit more boost here to the advertisers for their advertising dollar on this network. We're making a change, and I'm going to ask you for the support of this, to support this network and this endeavor. Call the office tomorrow. If you used to make donations to the network on a monthly basis and you stopped, please call us tomorrow, 800-724-2719. Start those donations again. Go to PayPal tonight. Kick some bucks in. We are running out of time and money. I've got to raise about, 15 grand before the end of the month. Otherwise, no pay bill, no RBN. Ron McDonald, thank you, my friend.
My pleasure.
All righty. Yeah.